From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of Dr. Madeline Kaulbach. For over 100 years, North America and many other parts of the world have made the birds in their area count by participating in the Christmas Bird Count. The CBC, or Christmas Bird Count, is administered by the National Audubon Society and, in Canada, by Birds Canada. This year, the Leadbeater Circle Christmas Bird Count took place on December 20, 2025. The result of this year's Leadbeater Circle Count are interesting. A total of 104 species were counted on the count day, compared to 91 in 2023 and 74 in 2024. Tides were high, which limited coverage of the beach and Willapa Bay mudflats. However, high counts of Dunlin were reported, but very few Sanderlings. 7 snowy plovers were observed this year, compared to 0 last year, and 1 peregrine falcon was reported, also compared to 0 in 2024. Looking at the top 10 species of count, the overall picture is similar to years past, and that 9 of the top 10 were either waterfowl or shorebirds. Gulls usually make the top 10, but did not make it this year, or even in the top 15. The other species in the top 10 was a songbird, the European starling. Dunlin, with over 9,000 birds, an American pigeon with a count of 5,257, ranked first and second, followed by Western sandpipers, mallards, northern pintail, sanderling, European starling, cackling goose, marbled godwit, and black-bellied plover. Other species not in the top 10, but that have interesting numbers, include the dark-eyed junco with a count of 340, bufflehead at 294, and the red-winged blackbird at 287. Chestnut-backed chickadees outnumbered black-capped chickadees with 140 observations compared to 29. Other interesting species observed were 1 great horned owl, 1 barn owl, and 1 red-shouldered hawk. This is just a snapshot of what was observed on December 20th, 2025. Happy birding! Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.